So we normally say when talking with our friend Stephen Moore, who's from Chicago, New Trier, and a big Cub fan, U of I, normally when we're talking to Stephen Moore, we say, well, he's the chief economist at the Heritage Foundation. That's about it as far as the Heritage Foundation.
He might be running it now.
He is in the eye of the storm this morning, and we're going to ask him, and he may not want to answer, what has happened to Jim DeMint, the former senator, and Steve Bannon? Will he be taking over Heritage?
Good morning, guys. And frankly, I was just floored by the whole thing that happened at Heritage, and I've been gone this weekend, and the news broke on Friday. So truly, I don't have any. I don't know what's going on. When I get back to D.C. Tonight, I'll kind of find out what's happening. But I think everybody was floored. I'm a big fan of Jim DeMint. He's been a good friend of mine for 20 years. In fact, you know, when he first ran for the Senate, I helped get him elected when I ran the Club for Growth. So we'll see. I honestly don't know what the whole story is there. There's a bit of turmoil, but sometime in the next 24, 48 hours, we'll know what's going on.
Some of our more engaged listeners, people that read and follow politics as much as you and I do, they know the name Mercer, and Rachel Mercer and her father apparently had a hand in this, didn't think Jim DeMint was conservative enough or combative enough. Do you know of the Mercers, and do you want to speak about them at all? I don't know much about the Mercers.
Well, you know, frankly, we're all sort of under a gag rule because we don't know the whole situation, so I'd rather not talk. Let's do this next week. I'll report back to your listeners about what the situation is. But really, since this is a breaking news story, and we're all the employees, we were just kind of shocked to hear this whole thing.
Happens at all the corporations. It happened here on Friday as well.
It's something you take a week off, and what happens when you come back?
And one correction, her name is Rebecca Mercer. I misspoke, and I apologize for that.
Rebecca.
Talking here with Stephen Moore from the Wall Street Journal and the Heritage Foundation.
John, there's a much, much bigger story. I thought what you were going to ask me about was, you know, the tax cut that was unveiled on Wednesday. We haven't talked since then. And as you know, my buddy Larry Kudlow and I had a big hand in putting that together. It looks like the White House sort of followed our advice. We had a big piece in the Wall Street Journal and New York Times last week saying get off the ball on tax cuts. And remember, I said this a week or two on your show, that the White House has to get going on the tax bill, and now we got something. If you're a free market, you know, Wall Street Journal conservative, this is a big deal. It's a great, great plan.
So you got tax cuts, you got the budget being passed, and I guess the next thing up is healthcare. Take another swing at it this week. What do you see going on there?
I think they're going to get it done. They're very close. You know, they're within about 5 or 6 votes. They have to get to the magic number of 218 in the House. So, I think I made a false prediction on your show last month when I said they're going to get the bill passed, and then it ran into some snags. So I'm not going to make any predictions about it. But I do, you know, from my sources in the Speaker's office and so on, they're saying they're really close. They're about, as I said, they're just a handful of votes away. There's probably some arm twisting going on right now to get those final votes. But, you know, I've always said that Donald Trump has to get 4 things done this year. He's got to get getting that wall built. He's got to get the tax cut passed. The economy really needs it. Number 3, he needs Obamacare repealed. And number 4, he had to get a Supreme Court nominee through. And so he's got one and a half out of 4. The wall is half built and Gorsuch is in the court. But the other 2 have to get done. And those are critical for the economy and also for the political fortunes of the Republicans.
I see them getting the budget deal was agreed to late last night, so we're going to fund the government through September. Great. Healthcare is doable, although it's a heavy lift. The war isn't the wall. The wall is a non-starter. It won't get by because enough.
You know, John, I don't know about that. You guys heard it first here. I'm going to take a dual bet with my friend Big John. I actually think they are going to get this thing funded. And by the way, look, I'm a pro-immigration guy, as you know, but I do think the American people spoke loud and clear that they want the border secure. They want this wall built. Now, the wall is, you know, we don't know the exact price.
Exactly. If you're speaking metaphorically, something's going to be done about border security. That's great. We're all for that. But an actual 2,000-mile wall, 6 to 8 feet deep underground, 16 to 18 feet high, it's billions upon billions upon billions of dollars,
and it won't work.
Let me challenge you on that one, because, look, first of all, I do think substantial portions of the border will have a wall. I've been to the border, by the way. It's a fence with big, big gaping holes in it, so, you know, it's a joke. But I'll say this. Look, let's say it costs $10 billion. That's probably the high end. We spend, ladies and gentlemen, $4 trillion a year at the federal level, $4 trillion. The number one priority of our government is our national security and to keep our borders safe. So this idea that we can spend, you know, $200 billion a year on food stamps, but we can't spend $10 billion a year on a wall is ridiculous. I mean, I actually thought Trump should have gone to the mat on this one and said to Chuck Schumer, if you want to shut down the government because you don't want a secure border, go ahead, take your case to the American people. So I do think they're going to get it done, but you guys heard it first. Let's, you know, 9 months from now, John, we'll see who's okay. Right, all right?
Hey, Jeff, one of our listeners has a question. I'm just going to give you a quick chance to answer it here. He wrote, we're making tax cuts and increasing spending. How does that fix anything? 30 seconds.
We got to grow the economy, baby. We got a terrible GDP report, 1%. Economy's grown 1.5% for the last 8 years. We got to get growth up to 3 to 4%. Parting statistic for you all: every 1 percentage point increase in economic growth reduces the budget debt and deficit by $3 trillion. We need to put America back to work. Jobs and growth will help solve the problem. And then we got to cut some spending, for goodness sakes, cut spending.
All right, we'll leave it there for this morning. Thank you, Stephen.
All right, guys, have a great week.
Take care. So gag order on the Steve Bannon.
Yeah, he probably felt a little uncomfortable there.